Hi, welcome to Gabbing with Girlfriends. I'm Gloria Butler, and today it's really welcome to talking to myself. I don't have any girlfriends today or any friends today, so it seems. Actually, the person I was meant to do today's episode with has COVID. Isn't it weird that people still get COVID? I mean, not that it's weird, but it's just weird, I guess, because it seems like everybody's vaccinated, but it's still a thing. And she's pretty bad with it. So I hope everybody's taking care and still being careful. I don't think I'm great at being terribly careful. I try to stay out of really large crowds, especially enclosed crowds. And I do on occasion wear a mask, not as often as I probably should, especially while flying. But I take quercetin and zinc daily, and I think that's helping me. And I'm going to change the subject before I jinx myself. But anyway, my poor friend, I'm sorry that she's not with us, and I hope she gets better really soon. But anyway, so I'm carrying on by myself. So this will probably be a short one and a boring one. But I had loads of questions. I'm gathering tons and tons of questions from listeners, and so I thought I'd tackle some by myself, which means it's probably going to be really dull because I don't think I'm a good question answerer. I'd make a terrible interview. So I'm sure everybody's really sick of hearing anything to do with the Oscars or any kind of water cooler Oscar chat. So I'm going to keep it really, really brief. How awesome was Ryan Gosling? I just loved him. I love the song anyway, or I really like the song anyway. But yeah, I was really blown away. I actually finally watched the movie. I can't remember if I've already said this on here or not, but my grandkids were nagging my husband and I to watch, and we finally gave into it a few weeks ago. And we both made it all the way through with a smile on our face and ended it with, "I can't believe how much I enjoyed it." Both of us said that. And who would have thunk it? So if you haven't watched it and you think you won't like it, give it a shot, because we never would have had it not been for our grandkids. And we love Billie Eilish. And it was nice that she won. We love her and we love the song. So all in all, I thought it was actually a great show. I think Jimmy Kimmel was so good. I missed the first few minutes or the first little bit, and apparently there were a couple of rude bits considering it's prime time and kids watch the show. So I missed that. I'll have to go back and find out what the rude bits were. So speaking of TV, one of the questions that I have is somebody asked what TV shows I'm into or series or movie. What is a good recommendation? And my dear friend Stacy told me to watch Drops of God. And when I looked at it, I thought, okay, it's in Japanese, French, and English. And that sounded way, even with some subtitles, that sounded way too complicated for me. And the subject matter seemed to be wine and tasting. It just didn't sound like something that I'd really like, but I gave it a go. I was devastated when it finished. I loved that show. So recommendation for you, Drops of God. I can't remember what channel it's on, but anyway, Drops of God, maybe Apple Plus, but I made that up. I have no idea, but it was so good. I actually just finished watching Guy Ritchie's The Gentlemen. And I believe there was once a movie, The Gentlemen as well, but this was so good. I ended up watching 8 episodes in like 3 days, I think. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Whole different thing than Drops of God, but that's the most recent thing I watched, being the last one, the last episode of The Gentlemen I finished last night. So, and again, I recommend that. Totally different thing, but yeah, I liked it. Here's another question. Should people wear shoes in the house? And I think that's a really interesting question, because when people come over to do work, they usually are courteous enough to leave their shoes at the door or to put on those little blue paper shoe covers. And growing up, we didn't have to take our shoes off. And I don't think even when my kids were little, I really even thought about it. And my daughter-in-law it's not a prerequisite to walk into her house, but she definitely has a preference for no shoes. And I so get it. It took me a long time to learn a new trick, but why would anybody purposely want to walk around their house and with bringing in whatever you bring in from outside, germs, dirt, anything. So yes, so I am absolutely all for no shoes in the house. Yeah, and I'm glad I learned that trick. Next, is there a talent that you wish you had? Thousands. There are thousands of things that I wish I was talented in. I wish I was a really amazing cook. I think I'm a decent cook, but I wish I was an amazing cook. I think it's a talent to be patient. I have no patience. And I do think that that's a talent. I think people have to work at it. I think anything you have to work at and can achieve is a talent. And I do strive to be patient, and I do work at extending my patience. Can't do it. So I have no talent there whatsoever. But I wish that I was good at comedy. People often say that I'm funny. Sometimes I guess I am. But I think that I wish I had a talent to be able to do stand-up. Yeah, I think that if I redid my life all over again, which I always say I wouldn't do, I think that I would want to work on stand-up. I would want to go to those clubs where you do open mic things and just not to even earn a living, but just to be funny. Because everybody likes to laugh. So yes, that's a talent. I wish that I had perfected that when I was younger. Next, do you have any favorite games, card game, board game, etc.? Oh, I know I've said this a million times on here. I love Rummy Cube. Playing it with people. I love playing it on my phone. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. And I recently became a poker player and I'm pretty obsessed. Like, I get it. I get why people could be addicted I get gambling being an addiction. I get where somebody can do this all day. I could play Rummy Cube all day. I could play poker all day. And I'm a decent blackjack player, but I think because I usually would play blackjack with a friend or whatever, so they'd be sitting next to me at the table, and it becomes more of a social thing to me and not a pay attention and concentrate and, you know, all the other things you have to do in poker that you don't have to do in blackjack, because so much of that is, in my opinion, chance. So those are my favorite games. And of course, there are games that I love playing with my grandkids. If anybody's ever played Cards Against Humanity, there's but it's a child's version, and it's super, super funny to play with kids because some of the stuff they say and some of the things that they find humorous just makes it so worth playing. I can't think of what it's called, but anyway, it's like Cards Against Humanity, but a child's version. Okay, next, if you won a substantial amount of money in a lottery, what would you do with the money? Okay, I don't know, but I think everybody says, oh, I would donate it. I would donate a certain percent to charity. And I guess the question really is, what's substantial mean? Because there's different levels of being a substantial amount. But I think if it was enough to buy a large plot of land and to build a sort of ranch, maybe, and have rescue everything. Rescue dogs and cats are the easiest for me because they are what I know. I don't know horses and I don't know cows. A friend of mine does have a rescue ranch that has every animal imaginable. And that's awesome. But I wouldn't want it that sophisticated because then I wouldn't be hands-on with it because I don't really know how to spend time with a cow other than giving it some loving. So that's what I would do. there's a million things, a two, but that probably is the first thing I would do. And that's it. So it sounds so cliche, so jive to say it would be a charitable endeavor, but it would. And I don't know. Well, I hope when people do say that, they mean it. I think probably if you wake up one day and discover that you have a great deal more money than you had before you went to sleep, then I think you probably would, because I think giving back, the whole karma with giving back, is I think people feel that. Whatever the charity is, mine would be something that I could physically be involved with and get my hands dirty and give animals a chance in life. So two of my cats, Wiz and Biz, actually came from Allison Eastwood, and she has the Allison Eastwood Ranch Foundation, and she rescues animals and gets them adopted, and she's amazing. And anyway, they are building a ranch now on a large plot of land with buildings to house animals that otherwise don't have a home. And anyway, so yeah, I love it. And I love her. And I love my Wiz and Biz. And then funnily enough, my next question is, somebody wrote and asked, cats or dogs? Both. I have both. So I have a cat person and a dog person. But I spent my life as a child, I spent my childhood with cats. I never really knew dogs. My sister and her family had German shepherds, which frightened me, not because they were German shepherds, but because they were dogs. I was genuinely scared of dogs because I never had any in the house, and I didn't really understand them. So when I guess our kids were maybe four and eight. My husband took them out and they got a black Labrador and came home and I nearly died. I was like, what is this? And what do I do with it? And I literally didn't understand. I just didn't get what you do with a dog. And I was petrified. And he was the nicest, like, you couldn't have had a more gentle, kinder soul for a dog than we had with this dog. And I was petrified of him the whole time, petrified of him. But then we also had two cats in the States. This dog was in England, and we had two cats in the States years and years later. And I went to Petco to get cat food, and there was a dog there that there was an adoption going on with the most amazing dog I had ever seen. Both, I mean, just the look at her eyes. It's not, forget the fact that she was stunningly gorgeous, but the look at her eyes were just like, hello, I'm yours, take me home. And I did. And she changed my life. She was Missy and lived with me for nearly 19 years. And just, she was my life, my soulmate. And I think about her every single day still, and I'm sure I always will. So I'll move right along. Do you like celebrating birthdays or just the big ones? Well, I really don't love celebrating the big ones because I don't like acknowledging the big ones. And not that there's anything wrong with, you know, turning 40 or 50 or 60, whatever age. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. And as much to me, like, it doesn't freak me out getting older, or I just don't really enjoy that celebration. I don't think that, to me, 42nd birthday or 51st birthday is the same thing as having a 50th birthday. So no, I'm not a celebrant. I don't find it being having a zero at the end of the number being a celebratory reason to have a nice dinner or have balloons or have people over and make it a party. I think it's just nice having balloons and a nice dinner and having people over whenever you want, whatever birthday or not. So yeah, birthday parties mean nothing to me. I always say I never had any growing up, so I don't need to have any now. But I probably did have birthday parties. I just don't remember. It's probably just part of my poor me or woe is me with regard to my childhood. But anyway, a nice dinner with friends is a nice way to spend a birthday, whichever birthday it is. Okay, next. What is your favorite kind of music? Well, ironically enough, not hard rock. I quite like pop a lot, or hip-hop, or I pretty much like anything that I can pretend I can sing to. The reason I said pretend is I'm tone deaf and I can't sing anyway, but I'm not going to growl a song or headbang to a song. So I quite like singable songs. Yeah, I like pretty much any music. I can listen to country music because it's so much of it's, I like the true story aspect, which is probably why what I like so much about Taylor Swift's songs, other than you can sing to them, is that there's a story. Yeah, there's usually some kind of, I'm glad we broke up because you're a shit sort of story, but it's a story and I like that. And I know there's stories, especially being married to a lyricist, I know there's stories in all songs and in all music, even heavy music. But it's not something that I enjoy singing to. So it's probably nothing that I would have on as background music when I'm cleaning the house or whatever, or driving the car. So, okay, next. It's so weird doing this with just me because it's always fun to answer questions and bounce, especially with Gabby, because we kind of bounce back and forth with each other. So this will be a 3-minute show. Okay. So can you share a recent thing that has completely baffled or confused you? No, I can't because I don't really know if I know what that means. I should have put thought to this before even getting on here. So I can't really think. I know one. Bed Bath & Beyond. I spent a month like trying to get rid of all my zillions of Bed Bath & Beyond coupons because they were closing down. And I actually lived not too far from a Bed Bath & Beyond. So kind of their last couple weeks went in and bought crap that I didn't even need. But going out of business and 70% off, I just couldn't help myself. So I don't think they went out of business. I seem to be getting emails with further discounts. I think it's just an online thing now. I was so aggravated when I started getting these, thinking, oh, I spent all my time worrying about them going out of business. And where am I going to get my last minute tablecloth or my last minute whatever face cloth at my last minute can opener or whatever? And due to my sulking, I never opened any of these emails, but I think it was a trick. They didn't go out of business, I don't think. I'm very confused. I find it baffling. And yeah, now they talk about all these Macy's going out of business. I can't even remember the last time I've seen a Macy's, but it'll probably be the same thing. But I don't think all the Macy's were going out of business the way Bed Bath & Beyond was meant to have done. So anyway, that's all very confusing to me. You're either in business or you're not in business. That kind of partial thing, way too confusing. Okay, this is the last question I'm going to answer because I'm boring myself. St. Patrick's Day, do you do anything to celebrate it? And no, I don't. I don't drink. And my husband's actually, he's English, but his parents were Irish. So we always kind of say Happy St. Patrick's Day to each other, but we don't drink. Maybe sometimes if I'm doing something, maybe I'll attempt wearing green, or I don't really know what people do to celebrate it besides drink and maybe eat corned beef and cabbage. Yeah, no, green. That's what I do to celebrate. I wear green. See, I'm sure if I was on here with Gabby, she would have something very funny to say about St. Patrick's Day. Okay, so on that note, I'm going to save the rest of my questions for Gabby. And I hope this was fairly tolerable. And thank you very much for listening. If you made it through this, again, it's only 2 minutes long, so hopefully you did. And hope everybody's having a great day. And I will be back soon. Thank you very much. Bye. Thanks so much for tuning in today. And be sure to follow Gabbing with Girlfriends on here so you never miss an episode. You can also find us on social media for more fun and in-depth conversations. Thank you.